Anybody have anything else?
Yeah, I feel a little like I'm teetering on the brink or something with the last couple sentences we had out there in the driveway. When I said, well, isn't that what we do here? And you went, no, that's not what we do here. And Judy went, no, that's not what we do here. And somebody else went, no, that's not what we do here. And I'm sitting there going, well, what is it we do here?
Well, what did you think
we did here?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into this bullshit conversation, but... But suddenly, it was like I felt like I was alone in the driveway going,
yes, we do.
How come I'm the only one that thinks that's what we do here? And I feel nervous about it.
Well, everyone else feels nervous about wondering what do we do here.
What is it we're doing? That's what we don't know.
What is it that we do?
Get rid of the chat.
We smash idols. We get rid of chaff. We bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. We expose graven images. There's nothing that I know that we do that's anyone else in the world would call positive.
Well, I'm not saying positive. I'm saying systematic. I'm saying replicatable.
It's not replicatable.
Virtually every person I've seen come through here in the last 3 years asks the same questions over and over and over and goes through the same
if you're saying replicatable by... I was talking about replicatable by the scientific method definition.
No.
It's
consistent. It's systematic.
Yeah.
It's in the broad sense of the word logical. Yeah. It's logical.
Well, yeah. It's logical. I agree.
It requires the destruction of
this about time.
Idols. It requires the destruction of preconceived definitions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I guess what's bothering me about this whole thing is I feel like you're coming. I mean, what are you trying to say? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I guess what I was saying was.
I mean, I don't give a shit about all the other stuff. What's going on? You're up there taking a stand. And,
yeah, I feel nervous about it.
Well, you should.
I'm sitting here. I say something, and everybody jumps to the other side.
There's something that you'd like to see happen, mm-hmm. kind of. You'd like to be able to do maybe.
No, here's what's going on. I mean, I've got the feeling that very quickly a bright light is going to shine into this room. And it's going to be the bright light of all those people out there saying, who are these people and what are they doing and what are they talking about? And it is, what we are doing and what we are talking about is systematic. I guess I'm preparing myself for the coming questions. And it seems to me that all of those questions can be answered. Here's what's bothering me. I mean, I've done it over and over and over, and we do it over and over and over. We keep saying how weird we are, how wild we are, how crazy this is, how all these things. And yes, that's true in relation to Babylon's definitions and values and systems and the world's definitions and values and systems. But it's not crazy. It's not wild.
But to them it always
was. But the world.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah. I think. I always buzz out on those things. If we're wild, crazy, and weird, they should be the ones to say so, not us. And I never like our presentation of us as being unusual or weird or crazy or setting ourselves up as something, anything, so that it's like that's our tag. We're wild, crazy, and weird. Which is off the point of it.
It's just that...
Well, let me tell you what I think's going on.
Okay.
You've spent the last... Well, you and I and Barbara have spent the last 2 days doing all kinds of things to get testimony information out to a whole lot of people. I think you're projecting. And I think you're using that comment or conversation I had with Bloom as a backdoor entrance into whether into this idea of projecting. You're projecting to a point where you would like to be able to look reasonable, look, have some kind of a persona that's defensible to you when all the shit hits the fan. That's what I think's going on.
I think that's...
You spent 2 days talking about, you know, Nightline, CBS News, you know, every major news media organization in the world. Your name is in the testimony.
You're the point.
Based on my history as an individual, that makes sense. I'm getting myself ready. But a feeling came over me in the driveway. It was a feeling of calm, of peace, and of elation. Because in a moment, I felt, saw, and thought that this doctrine is a doctrine. It isn't just a wild idea. It holds up over Scripture. It holds up against all the Scriptures. It holds up against all my experience. I mean, I see you, I hear you take on all kinds of stuff in here and all kinds of stuff out of here, and you are consistent. And I've been thinking that it's because of personal tricks that you've learned and can do, and skills, etc. And I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, that's good.
I mean, this is, you know.
This is all there is. I mean, I'm overjoyed that you and all, when anyone comes to see that position. Obviously, from my standpoint, that's why I spent 5 years alone. Because I had to prove to myself. I mean, people forget that I'm a scientist. That was my training. I mean, I had to address... I mean, things like now, I mean, it's not for anybody else, but things like the age of the universe, the alleged conflicts between evolutionists and creationists, the whole process of high energy physics and science, the process of geophysics, the process of anything that I knew about. That's maybe why I was, you know, it took me so long and I was so hard-headed, because I had to see and apply that form of thought. I know what's
happened. When we were at the table this afternoon, it was a trick played on me, but I said out loud, I'm not afraid of anything. And that was a trick. Because what happened was, a few minutes ago, it was like there was a threshold crossed. It's no longer within this. It's no longer, gee, I hope this is the truth and can only prove to me it's the truth. Now it's, I'm not afraid this isn't the truth anymore. Now it's, come on, try and demonstrate to me it isn't the truth.
Do you think you have to prepare for that?
No.
But I mean, the only reason, and down at the short hairs, the reason I've told you this before, the reason I've studied as much as I did in the past, and to a great extent still do, is this the idea of I hate more than anything subjective revelation.
Amen.
And the revelation and the mind-blowing things that have happened to me individually. John and I were sitting there working on Hostage yesterday, and you know, my God, I stopped and think about my life. You know, I'm a comic book.
There's an idea.
But that's it.
But the idea, though, is that I can't accept, nor can I share or speak to you something that is subjective to me. That's only one witness. So this became witness two. Now the stars, in my experience, became witness three. The pyramid became witness four. The body itself and its own unique experiences have become witness five. The vanity of the world has become witness six. I mean, there's an overwhelming pile of, and then sub-witnesses, the high places, the, you know, all of them say the same thing, ever and always. And so there's an overwhelming within me body of evidence that somehow God, or in His mercy or grace or whatever, has given me an ability to articulate and to take various information from numerous sources and collate it into an arrow or a sword. And I kid you sometimes about, you know, what happens if I got in a debate with Swaggart or somebody and he'd ate my lunch. I don't think there's anybody in the world that can debate with me. I believe that. I know that. Now, whether or not it's true, time will tell. But I mean, I can't imagine anyone that had the study and the experiences that I've had. But that doesn't do you any good.
No, and what's happened is that until just now, I have agreed with that. But I have agreed with it because, hey, he's got some good stuff to say, but mainly he's good at saying it. And now it's the truth.
See, Doug, I don't say this lightly. I've thought about it a great many times. In 1976, Doug told me one time when he left that I'd believe you if you were a hunchback cripple. Well, I've become a hunchback cripple.
Yeah. I believe you.
And maybe if it's no longer necessary for me to be a hunchback cripple, maybe then I can get rid of some of this shit and my pain. But you know, the last 3 days, I've gotten maybe 45 minutes sleep. And it's interesting, in the analogy, I mean, if you, technically, it's a hunchback. One rib was pulled over the other one, and so I'm like, you know.
Well, that's how you look.
But anyway, I don't want to.
Yeah.
In many ways, being able to articulate and being fairly good at language and speaking has been a detriment to the doctrine rather than an addition to it.
Yeah, I read that thing where Paul said, you know, he's talking about how he comes, you know, they say his speech is contemptible. You know, that's not the doctrine, is, you know, the articulation. That, you know, the doctrine is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which is the reason why I understand what you're saying now, but why I took exception with what you said on the driveway, because it's not just a body of stuff, not just a body of ideals. I mean, it's a person.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. I may have said it, but I didn't. That is one.
I've had that fear of the flood coming in and then somebody having to answer the questions, you know. Give me my primer.
The thing you said about speculation, that's where I start getting off, you know, is when I start thinking, you know, well, when all this happens, then, you know, I just won't be ready, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Well, I can't remember who it was, but I think it was Harry said that God has played another cosmic trick on the human race. And that is because the words that come out of my mouth can only be said by Jesus Christ. I mean, it's...
And he's the only one who can hear him. It's a fail-safe.
That's that statement you made once. God only honors only those things that originate from himself. You know, that's right. Been great. I've used that with my kids and my employees and everything. It's an example that fits everywhere.
Right.
Well, you said it would happen on a morning, but I find it's happened on an evening. That I understand and I believe.
No. That is by definition morning.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I
agree with that.
The day is far spent. I mean, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Amen?
Amen. Technically, the day starts.
At night.
So the night is far spent, but the day, the light of the day is at hand.
Everything's fine with that face.
That's a great face.
Anybody have anything else?
You were talking about time, no one in here cares about. The reason you had to do all that research and close every loop and come out, I couldn't have been here.